Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down! Tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to.
Well, you better get used to the way to walk out. I see what you got. It's better than out there. But that's a great boy. Yeah, that's a great little man. Break it down.
You're a big man. I treat you like you're a little man.
Don't tell me what it's like.
And here we are live. The Madden Voice, show number 60. Just had to play that Are You Ready one more time. Are you ready? Less than 3 days away, less than 72 hours, MLG debuts Madden for the EA Sports Series Challenge in Dallas, Texas, Saturday, August 29th. I will be there. Will you be there? I'll be there. But I will be there in a different capacity. As you have heard in past shows, I will not be there as EAFL. I will not be there as the Madden Voice. I will be there as an MLG employee, as his own ref, which I am pretty excited about. Get to kind of see the inner workings of how MLG puts on the big show. And it also allows me to help, in a small part, run the tournament, you know, as one of the referees, making sure that people abide by the rules and things move right along. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm not the only one that you're familiar with that will be down there in an employee capacity. LAB, Business First from LAB Productions, will also be there, not as LAB this weekend, as an MLG employee. Thurman, a.k.a. The man at the top of BB&G, Baltimore Gamers Club, will also be there. And he will be there as a Madden zone ref. And Philly Ron will also be down there as a writer. So you have the four of us down there serving different roles. And of course, we can't forget GTP Commissioner himself, Bobby Storm, will be down there representing as an EA admin, if you will, a little bit of a different capacity than the rest of us, a little higher up on the totem pole or the food chain, if you will, but it's all good. So there'll be some familiar faces down there, and a lot of rumors on things and different people. I'm hearing, you know, that Curly might be down there. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard a rumor that good old Curly Top might be down there. So we'll look to see if that's the case. And, you know, coming off of we're 10 days or so into Madden, and, you know, it didn't take long for the controversies to begin. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion on the halfback direct play. There's discussions on the game speed. Halfback direct is not banned at MLG this weekend. And game speed is normal. It is not slow this weekend. So We'll see how that plays out. It should be very interesting. I think most of the tournament community wanted the game speed at normal. I'm not sure. I think the jury's still out on the halfback direct play. And we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And I'm happy to say that I'll be front and center to watch most of the games, or at least to be the ref in the game. So I'll see firsthand how this plays out. So it will be very interesting, to see. What we're going to do tonight, I'm going to try to go through some of the rules. I'm not going to go through them all. And to be quite honest, tonight's show, I don't expect it to be a very long show. I think this week a lot of people are really gearing up to MLG. And I think a lot of people are, labbing, are packing. I know a lot of people are getting down there a day early on Thursday. A lot of people are getting in on Friday. Well, actually, Friday, I guess, would be a day early, but the tournament starts early on Saturday, so you should get there on Friday. But a lot of people are getting there on Thursday. And so we understand that this week the focus is really on the tournaments this weekend. But MLG is not the only tournament this weekend. There are other tournaments going on, and we will have NJ Rod and KOTC on the line shortly, and we will also have A1, KOTC Primetime Gamers on the line. Actually, very shortly, we'll have them both on the line. And, to talk about their events this weekend. We understand that the primary focus for a lot of the community is MLG, but with a limited number of people actually being able to play, I believe the number is 128, there's a lot of opportunity for people that didn't make it, didn't sign up in time, can't go to Dallas. There's a lot of opportunity to play in some of the other tournaments that are going on. So we want to give all the tournaments equal love and equal attention. So we are excited to do that. If you want to call into the show, the number is 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525 to call into the show. You can catch me on Twitter as I speak. I am tweeting to the Madden Knights out there, the Madden Voice fans out there, to go ahead and tweet any questions or comments to the Madden Voice, because that's how you find us on Twitter, the Madden Voice. And you can also go to AOL. And if you go to EAFL Commissioner, you can find me live on AOL. And if you want to ask me a general question that has nothing to do with the show, then I'm going to have to catch you after we go off the air. But if you have a comment for the show, then that'd be fine. Check us out on AOL as the Madden Voice. So excited to be back. Last week was a really great show. Congratulations to all the members of the EAFL as we kicked off 7 out of our 9 leagues kicked off last week. The other two are still in the process of filling up. We have a waiting list around the block, so it will not be a problem filling those two leagues. Remember, for a limited time, if you want to play in the EAFL, if you pay the fee, you will get a guaranteed spot immediately into the league. And for those details, you have to go to our forums, forums.eaflmadden.com, and all the information you need is there. Please do not private message me. Please do not email me. Please do not hit me up on AOL asking me, how do I join? If you just go to our forums, all the information is there. I have 14 commissioners, okay? 14 commissioners. Not saying I don't mind talking to people, but it gets to be a bit much when everybody wants to ask me questions, and I have a staff of 14 people. Ask them, please. That's what they're there for. Not that I don't want to talk to you, but I'm a pretty busy guy, a lot of things going on, so it would be best if you could just go to our forums, go to the community section. We are partnered with the Madden Lab, easy to find, themaddenlab.com. Go to EAFL, and you'll see community right there, and just post your question, and you will get an answer very quickly from one of the commissioners or even one of the longtime veterans of the league who knows what's going on in the league. They'll answer your question for you relatively quickly, and all will be well. Let's see. Want to give a shout out to the chat room. Kind of quiet tonight, and you know, the other thing is we switch nights to Wednesday temporarily. We will be going back to Tuesday. I've had a personal conflict on Tuesday, and at some point very soon, I'm not sure that we can move it back next week. But within the next couple of weeks, we will be going back to Tuesday night. That is our night. We're not abandoning Tuesday night. And for those of you who plan their weeks around the Madden Voice and we screwed up your plans, we apologize. But we will be back on Tuesday nights very soon. So just hang in there a little bit for us. All right. Let's take a look at some of the basic rules for MLG's tournament. And, you know, I'm going through the – I have 6 pages of rules here, so I'm not going to read them all. But let's see. Just to kind of bring everybody on the same page, roster updates will be made tomorrow. So whatever rosters are in effect as of tomorrow will be the rosters that will be used for the weekend. And controllers will be provided. There was a question on the boards a couple of weeks ago about that, and this was prior to MLG releasing their rules. And so, no, you don't have to bring your controller, and if you do, you're not going to be able to use it. Controllers will be provided. Let's see. And it looks like they're pretty strict on time, and we'll find out the reality of that on Saturday, but I have a funny feeling that this is going to stick. But one of the rules here, if a player fails to report to their station within 5 minutes of the announcement of their match, they will forfeit the match. You know, I've been to Madden Challenges, I've been to Players Bowl, and one of the things that is a consistent problem is timeliness. Guys don't arrive on time. Guys, you know, you can't find guys. They played one game. They got another game. You can't find them. All I got to say, guys, is be there on time and be ready to play. Because if you think that this is going to be business as usual and the world stops because no one's going to possibly disqualify you, I got to tell you, I don't get that sense here. I get a sense that, you know, if it's time to play, they might have, you know, might be a little flexibility there. But if it's time to get that game in, it's time to lock up, and you're nowhere to be found, you're going to be on the outside looking in. So don't even risk that. You know, be on time. You know, this is, you know, consider this your business. This is your business. And, you know, when you have a business meeting, you're on time to the business meeting. So when you, you know, you show up for the tournament, you're going to be on time. So make sure you're on time. Looks like with substitutions, which has been fairly standard at most tournaments, you know, there is no it's position for position, and the only way that you can get an exception from that is with packages. So, you know, you're not going to see any cornerbacks at wide receiver or wide receiver, no Randy Moss playing cornerback or any of that stuff's not going to happen. So, and, you know, and I think that's a good idea. I think that makes sense. Let's see. As we've seen with in the past, no manual punt blocking or field goal blocking. You know, the best suggestion would be to just put your controller down. You know, tournament veterans already know this, so if you're a veteran, it's nothing new. If you're new, then, you know, you'll see your opponent put their controller down. This way there's no chance. If the computer somehow or another breaks through and blocks it, there's nobody that can say you did something, you messed with the lineup, you manually did it. No one could say you did anything. You just put your controller down while they're doing that. One of the rules that I think is interesting that, you know, may or I don't recall this rule in the past, so this one will be interesting. But, you know, no onside kick unless you're losing in the fourth quarter. So, you know, you can't come out in the second half and do an onside kick and surprise your opponent. It's not going to happen. So only in the fourth quarter and only if you're losing. So those are just some of the rules. We will cover more of the rules. Let me see. I'm getting some instant messages here, and I'm not really sure that I can do anything about those instant messages at this point. So I will let those go. All right. I see we do have a call. I'm not sure if he's available to speak now, so we're going to go ahead and click on and see if he is. But we might get the standard answer here. Let's see. Sir, are you available to join the Madden Voice?
World champion Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, he is. All right. I was wondering if I was going to get a town hall meeting. Can't talk right now, but it's all on me. How you doing, A1? We are live on the Madden Voice with the one, the only A1, Primetime Gamers, formerly known as Madden Players United, now Primetime Gamers, part of the KOTC family. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, what's up, man? Hey, is Rod on the line?
Rod is around. Rod has not called in yet, but I know he's listening. So, Rod, this is not going to be a very long show tonight because, like I said, I get the feel that people are busy. And Rod, call on in now and let's talk about your tournaments.
let me say something before I talk about the tournament. So,
okay, go ahead.
You know, I've been playing on PS3, right? So, I've been whooping on Rod. So, you know, he said, nah, let's play on 360. So I pick up the 360 game, and, you know, it's on slow settings, which is terrible. So it just seemed, you know, first Rod beat me 20-17. He was up 17-0 in the first quarter. But it seemed like every time I had the ball, the game would lag. And then when he has it, it just goes smooth. So I'm just like, man, I just can't believe this guy would invite me into the KOTC family and cheat me like this. He's a terrible player, first of all. But then just to lag you like that, like I don't know what kind of kid stuff he's doing over there, man. This dude's just terrible.
All right. Well,
yeah,
guess what?
We get that out there so everybody can hear it.
Well, guess what? We now have the KOTC man himself, NJ Rod, a.k.a. NJ Rod, on the line with us. Welcome
to
the show.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
I'd just like to mention that, you know, I've been playing against the Madden Federation Commissioner, and on 360, I'm undefeated.
I bet you are with that plug puller.
And T-Boy, I think I retired him from playing against commissioners. I don't know, but... He had to hand the stick to his son today. You know, I was beating him so bad. And then A1, I let him have it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Bobby and Lab, I guess, and Thurman, those guys are next. You know, I'm on a roll right now, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when you're done with the minor league, let me know and we'll lock up.
Oh, sure.
You
I'm
know,
just letting people
know.
Have it, you know. I'm all right
yeah.
with that.
Well, I don't know.
So
I recall the game we had in at Players Bowl, if I recall. I won't talk too much about that. But anyway.
I had a sore thumb that day. You know how it is.
Yeah. I know why you had a sore thumb, too. But I won't get into that either. So guys, I know, you know, there's a lot of focus this weekend, and rightfully so to some degree, on MLG and the big tournament down in Dallas. It's their debut, and there's a lot of focus. But, you know, as I said at the outset, there are other tournaments going on. Everyone can't get to MLG. Everyone can't get to Dallas. You know, so let's talk about what else is going on out there. And I don't really care who goes first, but let's bring everybody up to speed on what else is going on outside of MLG this weekend.
No, I'll go first. I'm here in New Jersey. We have our KOTC Kickoff Classic, which is going to be on August 29th in Lodi, New Jersey. The website, njmaddenballers.com or kingofthecouch.com, either one, you can get the information. Basically, you know, we're starting off the East Coast. This is our second tournament for the Madden Federation. T-Boy kicked off a successful tournament last week, and we're just going to continue. A lot of guys are going to be down at MLG. That's a given. You know, some of the top players will be down there. But it would be very, very foolhardy for these guys not to take advantage of these tournaments this weekend, because those guys down at MLG are going to be in a hornet's nest of the best of the best. They're going to be picking up things and elevating their game. The worst possible thing for a person that is not fortunate enough to get out to Dallas, the worst thing they could do is sit back, oh, I'll wait till this and that. Nah, if you wait, those guys will be light years ahead of you by the time you see them again. So you've got to get some stuff in. You know, we have the defending champion, Mr. Moss, will be in the house. On the 360 side, PS3 guys are very hungry as far as New Jersey goes for this event. You know, we're looking at Squeeze said he's coming back out there. We've got a couple guys from EMB. It's looking really good. Like I said, the Brotherhood had a controversial victory last week. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Moth, a lot of people are talking about that. But right now it is what it is, and we're just going to try to deal with it, as will MLG this weekend, and then we'll take it from there as far as any ruling on that. But what I'm saying is, if you are able to get out, you've got to get out, because if you sleep this week, when those guys come back from Texas, after what they're going to learn and what they're labbing in those hotels and stuff, it's going to be sick, so you've got to keep up on your game. That's pretty much it. You know what? We're doing our standard $25 event. It's going to be $30 at the door. The payout's going to be up to $500, so, you know, that's pretty good money for the investment. And, you know, we just see who got the best skills right now. Right now, the Brotherhood is the group to beat. Mr. Moss is the man to beat, and we're looking forward to it. All right?
Now, can I just ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
How did he become the man to beat? I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
Really. he won Harrisburg last week, you know what I'm saying? So as far as the circle goes right now, and Dynasty's going down to MLG. So right now you got one champion coming back. So he's the champ right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as that goes, as far as that looks.
What about if a guy didn't go to Harrisburg last week? Then how would that make him the guy to beat? If I didn't go to Harrisburg Harrisburg is Harrisburg. So
yeah, that's just like in the 70s. If you didn't fight Ali, you know what I'm saying? Ali's still the champ until somebody knocks him off. So the only Federation 360 event.
What if I'm Aaron Pryor and I don't fight heavyweight?
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, well, like you said, right now, Moss is the man, and until somebody knocks him off, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be the man. So I know we're going to have a lot of guys out there looking for him.
With all due respect, Rod, you my man, but that's just a little bit too much of brotherhood biasness from my team.
Oh, no.
I'm just being honest. Because I think if somebody else had won, we would not hear you say, oh, you know, this guy from this group, he the man.
Oh,
the
no,
man
no, no. Go back and look at the tapes. Whoever it was, whether it be Little Man, Dynasty, we always recognize the defending champ. You know,
wait a minute. I thought there was one. Who won Harrisburg?
Mr. Moss won Harrisburg. And then Dynasty won the PS3. And Dynasty's going down to Dallas.
Oh, so Mr. Moss won 360.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He won it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's
so that makes him.
Champ.
So that makes him the KOTC champ.
No, he's not the KOTC champ, but hey, he's the. As a matter of fact, I put up a post about the Madden Federation rankings. You can go take a look at that. It's on the on TML right now. And right now, he's on the top. So until somebody knocks him off, you know, whether it be California or New Jersey, whatever, right now he's on top. So we'll see what happens next week.
Hey, Juan, help me here, bro. Help me here. Tell Rod one weekend doesn't make somebody the champ, right? Tell him you gotta have a couple of tournaments before you can say, okay, this guy is running the show here. You know what I mean? One weekend doesn't quite make it. I mean, the game's been out for 11 days, 12 days. You know, I respect the guy won, and that's great, but yeah, let's get a couple of tournaments under our belt, and then let's see who's it. Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. You know, and that's the thing, Rod. I mean, man, brother, EASL's been pretty strong at KOTC, man. We gonna be there.
You're right. You
always mention all the other crews. You don't mention the EASL. I mean, I don't understand, brother.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we gotta see what they do this year, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a new season. And anybody can take it. Like I said, I'm just going by based upon what happened in Harrisburg last week.
Right,
so I just continued on that, so, in all fairness, that's what that's based on, because, you know, we have our little cycle here, which we do, you know. So until, we'll see this week, because you're right, EFL is going to be out there. We're going to have pretty much all the crews will have some representation. It'll be a little bit wider than it was in Harrisburg, it looks like. So now we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. All right. A1, what's up on the West Coast?
Oh, man, we going to be doing it big this weekend. First, I want to say just a little recap. Last weekend, we had the West Coast warm-up, and we had 20 local guys down here, man, just playing on PS3. I really wasn't even advertising the event on the 23rd. But we got 20 guys out here playing PS3. The only guy that's going to Dallas is the one that actually won the tournament. His name's B-Dub. So he'll be out there in Dallas. So that's real promising. I think everything's going to go back as far as the West Coast tournaments, how it was a few years ago when I was really into it. But we do have a doubleheader this weekend. I know Bobby and Rod is talking about their doubleheader, but the West Coast is going to have a doubleheader this weekend. My event is on the 29th, and then we have Mainline Gaming. They're doing an event on the 30th. So it's kind of going to be like a doubleheader weekend out here on the West Coast for the people that don't make it out to Dallas. And it should be real big, man. It's going to be real nice. I'm excited to see how many locals I can get out.
Man, that's great, man. That's great. And you know, and like I said, the beauty about this, the real true beauty is, you know, there's more than enough gamers for everybody. There really is. You know, there's more than enough where all of the tournaments should be packed. You know, it should be standing room only, elbow to elbow, you know, so close I could smell the onions you had for breakfast. You know what I mean? At lunch, you know what I mean? It really should be that way, and that's what we want to do here on the show is if you're not scheduled to be in Dallas, that's fine. You know, but make it out to some of the Madden Federation sponsored regional tournaments, show your support, and man, try to go ahead and get that paper. So let's also bring on, I'm not sure how much he can talk, but I see him sitting on the line. Let's bring on Bobby Storm. Bobby, welcome to the show.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Doc?
Yo, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Good to have you on. Now, next week, and I don't know if you guys want to give a little bit of a preview this week, but, you know, after this weekend goes by, I mean the next weekend, I'm sorry, I'm jumping the gun. A couple of weeks from now, we have a huge doubleheader out here in the East, and to me, two of the top promoters in this business teaming up to provide. Yeah, that's what I'm screaming. To provide, if you guys know how I feel, because I've had conversations with both of them privately, and they know how I feel about them if they team up together, what they can accomplish, and it's just phenomenal to see this happening. And I know we're going to talk a lot more about it next week, but just to give everybody a sneak preview, maybe I don't know, Bob or Bobby or Rod, you guys want to just touch on it to just give everybody a warm up of what's coming on?
Here y'all go talking about time. You know, Batman and Superman, we had to get things together first. That's all.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're happy.
We're happiest together, though.
We are, man.
Yeah,
I almost cried. When I saw that post, I almost cried.
Well, here we go. We're going to blow it out of the water. But New York and Philly for years. I don't know if y'all can hear me. All right, New York and Philly for years has been like the big cities, you know, far as Madden. And we're going to really blow it out of the water that whole weekend, that doubleheader. It's going to be something special, definitely.
We got to deal with Harlem Lanes in Harlem, New York. And I don't know if anybody's been to Harlem lately, man, but that place has changed, man. It's very 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 upscale, and like, you know, it's just Bill Clinton's out there and this and that. So Harlem has become the spot, like, as far as New York, as far as like you know, the Cotton Club's out there, Apollo. I don't know if you guys saw TV after Michael Jackson died. Sharp and the guys are out there down at the Apollo, and our venue is about a block away from that, so it's going to be pretty sick. And we got that, and now we got the Philly connection down right down the turnpike. So it's going to be something special, man, to get those two groups together. You know, I can't wait for this. You know, we got back to back days. We got that Saturday, then we got the Sunday. I think it's going to be crazy.
I agree. And guys, there's going to be a lot more on the huge doubleheader, September 12th and 13th, Philly, New York City, Harlem, on the next show of the Madden Voice. But we wanted to give you a sneak preview of what's coming up. And, it promises to be the hottest thing in the fall. MLG might be looking at that saying, wow, we thought we had it locked down as the hottest thing in the fall. Look what these guys are doing. You know, I mean, it's that hot. So let me grab a quick call here. We have a 609 area code. I know 609 because I used to live down that way. That's a Jersey area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just love listening to your show. That's just wanted to call to say hi, and I think you're making some really good points, and I just wanted to dial in to let you know.
Well, great. And, well, who are you? Hello?
Sounds like Drag Racer or somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, they love listening to the show. They've gotten some really good points, and then they hung up. All right. Well, hey, 609, we appreciate you calling in. I was trying to, you know, figure out who you were. But thanks for support. Spread the word. Tell all your friends. And, you know, we're going to – the Madden Voice is – just as something that we're trying to do, and I can't disclose too much of it now because, you know, some ideas you got to keep close to your chest for fear that other people might bite off of it. But we're gonna do a little bit of a marketing campaign through the show in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned because there promises to be benefits to people that help in this marketing campaign. And this is not necessarily marketing for the show. This is marketing for the Madden community. But stay tuned. It's coming up. We're going to get through MLG and get through some of the tournaments and get everything rolling with the Madden Federation, and then we're going to hit you with this one. And we promise that you will love it. You will absolutely love it. Let me hit real quick on a couple of other rules this weekend, just in case guys didn't get a chance to see them posted on MLG's website. You cannot use no huddle and hurry up after an incomplete pass. Again, fairly standard rule.
I think they actually took that out of the game too. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah, they took that out of the game, but they.
I don't think you can even do it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The animation goes right to the huddle, but that rule was in there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's see. May not move a running back closer to the quarterback before the snap. May not audible out of quarterback kneel, wildcat, field goal, or punt offensive formations. Again, these are not anything that would.
This is standard.
Standard rules. Universal.
Rules.
Right. May not audible flip plays or send players in motion in order to get an offensive player uncovered.
Yeah, let me comment on that.
Go ahead.
Guys around the country who played in the challenge, they know what this rule means. And basically, it's basically to address the IBIG glitch that was found in the game this year and actually in games past. So when they're reading that rule, we had to leave it a little room, you know, to address other situations that may come up. And it has nothing to do with verticals, has nothing to do with some other plays that guys are running. It was mainly geared towards the IBIG glitch. When guys are audible flipping and the guy's running to the opposite side of the room and opposite side of the field and he's wide open. So I just want to clarify all that, you know, when we get to Dallas we'll make clear on some rules where some guys may think of some gray area, but that's basically where that rule was created from.
Okay. I'm looking. I don't see anything else. Those are kind of the main ones that I see. They did send us all the official list of rules today. And so that's what I'm looking at. And as everybody knows, it is double elimination. And it looks like they have things start off settings. Hardcore. 3 minutes in the early rounds, 4 minutes starting with winners round four and losers round five, accelerated clock off, game speed normal, instant replays off, all Madden, weather clear. So the question about game speed is it's staying at normal, no changes there, and it appears, and Bobby can correct me if I'm wrong, that fight for the fumble, since it is not mentioned, will be on.
Yeah, that's on.
Okay. Who's making all that noise? You know,
who's up? A1.
Who's making all that noise?
It's A1.
Yeah, that's A1. A1, are you all right over there?
Dude, I'm muted. I was actually working. That's not me.
Was it? Okay.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Ain't no attention to plug pullers either.
Yeah, Rod's going to have to go back and listen. I don't think Rod heard the accusation made to his gaming, so that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it alone.
No.
Looks like for the schedule, starting bright and early, check-in and warm-up between 8 and 10 on Saturday. And we'll run, and according to what I'm looking at here, we'll run very late on Saturday.
I think you should put the car in reverse and rewind that and repeat that for everybody who's going down Dallas.
Repeat that last statement again.
Will run very late on Saturday.
No. Go back.
Check in and warm up is between 8 and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Fellas, do not walk in there no 1 o'clock. No stroll in there no 11:30. You will be watching all weekend. They are not playing. They are on a very tight schedule here. I cannot stress that enough. You will be playing, and your spot will be given to someone else. Do not roll up in there at 12, 1 o'clock. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but this is not, you know, Players Bowl. We walk in and come when we want to. We're on a very tight schedule, you know, between production and media and them running a very tight schedule and very fine event. They're not playing as far as time restraint. So please get there according to set your clocks, your alarm clocks, and get to the facility on time.
And you know, I'm going to add this because I was at Players Bowl. I'm going to add this. One way to ensure that you'll be on time is Friday night. Don't do anything crazy. If you're going to lab, if you're bringing your gaming systems to your hotel room and you're going to lab, hey, that's cool. But some of you guys like to go out and, you know, get your little party on and whatever you – hey, that's your grown. That's your business. But my recommendation, quite frankly, is spend some time labbing and then call it a night. Because if you go out and you hang out, the chances of you getting up on time the next morning, you know, you're cutting your chances back some. And like Bobby said, this isn't Bobby Storm running it. It's not Rod running it. It's not A1. It's not T-Boy. This is MLG, you know, and they're not going to sit back and give breaks to people and bend rules, and they're going to be very strict.
And guys, on the note about the about what you do in the hotel rooms and stuff like that, there's a little heads up. This is from my experiences with MLG and stuff. You know, they come around Jersey usually their first stop. The hotel rooms are very strict. At least they were in Jersey, very strict about the number of people in the rooms. And this is before Matt. This was just Halo and Gears guys. They would all get up in the room. You know, 6, 7, 8 dudes in a room, and the hotels were like totally onto it. And like doing room searches, whatever they were doing. So I'm just giving guys a little heads up. I don't know what they're going to do in Texas, how they did it, but I know in Jersey for a fact that they went room to room and they split up those Halo dudes that were trying to stay 7, 8 in a room. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is, people messing with people's money. So that's just a little heads up, a little something that you know I want to throw in there. All right.
Well, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. Let's bring A1 back on since he the one wouldn't switch phones on us. A1, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. All right. Just going back to check out. Let's make sure I didn't miss anything that's worth repeating. It looks like a very late night on Saturday, and then bright and early again on Sunday and all day Sunday. I'm looking at the tentative schedule for the finals is somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock. That's what they have on the schedule that was sent out today. So. You know, it's a packed weekend, and this is just mad. And obviously, there's other games that are going to be going on, Fight Night and Halo and all the other stuff that's going to be going on. This is just mad. And so, and when I saw the list of the staff, Bobby and I talked about this earlier, I had no idea the number of people that they have involved in this event. But it's massive. You know, this is a serious production. Bobby, when you did Players Bowl, what size team did you have?
Nowhere near this. Nowhere near this. This is a whole nother animal. Definitely. I mean, we might have had staffing like 10 guys or 10 people. 10, maybe 12 on a good day. No, there's nowhere like this. I'm telling you, they're running a real show. They, like I said, this is the next level. You know, between the things they have, you know, if you like I said, you go to the site and see how they do things. They do things real professional. I'm really impressed with their whole setup and their whole media production. It's really something special. And when you integrate Madden with that, this is what you guys have been waiting for. You know, this is what you guys have been up late night and wanting to be stars and celebrities in the game and take another level. So you got your chance. You know, it's time to get your weight up and see what you're going to do with it.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Well, anything else? You know, again, our show, you know, we're normally good for, you know, a solid 2 hours, but tonight we really didn't plan to go much longer than, say, about an hour, knowing that there was going to be a lot of people getting ready for MLG, getting ready for the local tournaments, Labin, and so this was going to be an abbreviated version just to kind of give everybody a quick feel for what's going on. We expect to do a little bit of a longer show next week. Wait a minute. There's one other thing we should do before we we did talk about this, and it would be actually Rod should probably go ahead and announce the current Madden Federation rankings.
Yeah, we have our ranking system. At the end of the year, we're going to be giving out a prize for the Madden Federation Player of the Year Award. And last week we had two sanctioned tournaments. We had A1 in California. We had T-Boy in Harrisburg. And as a result of that, on the Madden Labs, there's a post called Madden Federation Rankings, and we have the two lists. Right now we have, on the PS3 side, we have Dynasty number one with 450 points. Number two is B-Dub, 400 points. Tied at third is Six All Day and Sparks with 200 points apiece. And then you have Big Show, Lights Out, Little Fred, and Kevin with 100. And then on the 360 side, A1 did not have a 360 event, so everything came out of T-Boy's event. We have Mr. Moss, number one, with 450 points, followed by Squeeze, and then we have Evil O and Little Man. So this is going to go, and this is just a tentative site how it looks. It's going to be updated every week, and we'll announce it every week on the show. And right now we have some more points coming up for grabs on the 29th. We have A1's event, and then we have my event in New Jersey. So right now it's anybody's ball game. Also, the MLG winner will also get points. So we're going to go over that. That'll be all discussed on next week's show. So it's a lot of points out there for this week, all over the country. So we look forward to it.
That's great. That's great. And I just want to recognize Rod for putting in so much hard work into the ranking system and making it something that we can all work with. The initial response has been pretty positive about it, and it was great job on that, Rod.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
All right. So next week, what everyone can look forward to next week. Now, again, I don't know what night we're going to do the show on. We are trying to get back to our customary Tuesday night of show. It might not be next week. It might have to be one more week before we can switch back to Tuesday. But we'll put all the posts out and send out our newsletter, and you'll be notified. I don't get back until sometime Monday, so that'll be the earliest that we can let you know. But we will notify you when the next show is. We'll be next week. We will have a full recap of MLG. We'll have a full recap of KLTC, full recap of A1's event out in Cali, and update of the Madden Federation points, and then a preview of whatever's coming up on a tournament. And we'll be about halfway through the EAFL season, so we'll take a quick look at the EAFL sanctioned leagues and see where they're at, and see who's who's shaking things up, and who might be a disappointment. And who knows, maybe Kamish will have actually broke the ice and played a league game by then. We'll see. All right, guys, anything else? Rod, A1, Bobby?
I'm good.
All right, probably since our first show, this might be the shortest show we ever had, but I'm certain everybody understands why. A lot going on this weekend, and we don't want to hold people up too long. So everybody get ready for the tournaments this weekend. Enjoy. And for those of you going to Dallas, I will see you there. I look forward to it. And for those of you going to the other tournaments, good luck. Play hard. And we will talk to everybody in about a week's time. And actually, what we may also try to do, I do have some people coming out there. I might have one of the guys try to get some remote interviews that we can play back on the show. We're still trying to work out that I can't do it because I'm not there under the Madden voice, but we may try to do it. Okay, got a quick. All right, let me get this last caller in, real quick. 774 area code. Welcome to the Madden voice.
It's Z Falls. How you doing, Kamish?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to. I heard you going off, and I was listening, so I figured I'd give you just a quick shout before you hung up for the night.
Yeah, it's short show tonight. A lot going on this weekend, and we know that a lot of people are getting ready for the tournaments this weekend and packing and labbing, and so we really didn't want to do too long of a show. Gave everyone a quick preview of what to look forward to, and myself and Bobby will actually be out there in Dallas, and Rod and A1 will be running their tournaments, West Coast and East Coast respectively, and so all the players that you have on this call are going to be very busy this weekend, and we're all going to catch back up on the show next week and give full updates on everything that went on. So we're excited, but I just felt this week we didn't want to stay on too long. We want to give everybody a chance to keep labbing and doing their thing, and get ready to have a strong Madden weekend. This is going to be a very strong, nationally speaking, a very strong Madden weekend.
Great stuff, great stuff. Everyone's in the lab anyway. Yeah, big stuff for community. Hope everybody shows up and does a great job. I'd love to see all the things that are going on, no matter where they're taking place. I'm pumped that you guys are going to be all spread out, and I can't wait to hear back next week, see how everything goes. I'm expecting huge things, so I'm going to be dragged to a wedding, but I'm going to have the phone near, getting updates, seeing what's going on Twitter. I got all my people followed, and I just think that Madden 10 is going to be the perfect game for this. Everyone's been set up. We've had our year to kind of develop this, and no matter what tournament is, it's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be great. So I'll check in with you guys next week, but I just wanted to say good luck, Madden community. Let's do it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, D-Farls. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good one, Commission.
All right. Take care. All right, for Bobby Storm, for A1, for NJ Rod, for the Madden Federation, for MLG, for everybody in the Madden community, thanks for tuning in. Short show tonight, longer show next week. And remember to join the EAFL. Remember to go to one of these tournaments, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.